Today on The Journey.
Two basic principles that every believer has to have nailed down. Number one, God owns everything. Here's a second one. So everything I have is a gift from Him.
Dependence is a negative word in our culture. We rely on our can-do self-sufficiency to build a prosperous and successful society. But in God's economy, that attitude fails and leaves us poorer than we should be. Today, Ron Moore directs us back to the peace and prosperity gained by reliance on God's provision. Before that, we want to offer you a copy of Ron's printed devotional, More Than Words. It contains 30 daily meditations that open up the Lord's Prayer so you can see all the treasure hidden there. You can get yours when you call 724-731-2018. 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help further this ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with the message, Living in Daily Dependence, on the Journey.
Unless we're going through an extremely difficult time, daily dependence is something we don't think a lot about. So I was thinking about this week, I just thought, how amazing is this? The great blessings that God gives us keeps us from going to God daily. The great blessings that God gives us in our lives actually negate the need for us to go to God for daily provisions. And when we don't have daily dependence on God, guess what? We really don't feel a need to pray. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Right in the middle of the inaugural sermon of Jesus, he begins to talk about prayer. And he tells us that prayer is not to be used to impress people. Prayer is never to be entered into in a mechanical, memorized, formulaic way. He says whether we pray privately or whether we pray publicly, we should be free from distraction. Jesus reminds us that prayer is a personal communication with God. It comes from our heart, using our own words to share our life, to demonstrate our trust, to develop a relationship, and to enter into a partnership with the Heavenly Father. As those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ alone as the only way they can have a relationship with God, we have the privilege of calling Him my Father. Can never get over that, can we? That we can address the Creator of the universe as my Father. And our desire is that we hallow His name, or that we honor His name, or that we revere His name, not only when we come in to sing worship songs, but when we're standing in a long line at the grocery store or when we're caught in traffic on the way to the airport. We pray that we would hallow God's name. We desire to live in obedience to Him. We desire that His will, as it is perfectly carried out in heaven, will be carried out in our lives as well. Look at verse 9. This then is how Jesus says you should pray. Our Father, my Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then here's where we're going to focus today. Verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. Will you say that with me? Give us today our daily bread. One more time, slower. Think about the words. Give us today our daily bread. The Living Bible says this, give us our food again today as usual. The Phillips translation says, give us each day the bread we need for the day. What I want to do is to give three words that will help us understand just this one sentence, this 11th verse of chapter 6, this part of the Lord's Prayer. Three words. The first one is necessity. Necessity. Here's a request, Jesus says, when you go to God and when you pray and when you're talking to Him and when you're sharing your heart, not in a mechanical, memorized, formulaic way, but when you're sharing your heart with Him, ask Him to give you the necessities of the day. You're not asking Him to give you what you need for tomorrow. You're not asking Him to give you what you need a week from today or 2 weeks from today or a month from today. You're asking Him for today's provisions, today's necessities. Give us today our daily bread. And when Jesus says this sentence, He is using a figure of speech called a synecdoche. A synecdoche. And a synecdoche is this. He uses a part of something to represent a whole. So when He says bread, He is not just meaning, give me today a piece of bread. He is using bread to represent all the necessities of the day. Give us today our daily bread. In other words, give us today all that we need to exist physically today. Now, let's be honest. That's a prayer we really don't pray that fervently, is it? Even in this economic downturn, this is a part of the prayer really most of us don't connect with that much. Most of us are not too worried about the physical needs of the day because we got a game to watch at one, and we got everything covered. In fact, we have gone so far from needing necessities that we've moved into luxuries and we think we need those. We are so blessed that necessities aren't even on our prayer table. We've just begun to pray for luxuries and thinking that luxuries are actually necessities. So our prayers go more like this. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my country club membership to keep. I pray the stock market continues to rise and that my financial advisor is wise, that my 401k won't dissipate, and that my dream home won't depreciate. I pray that all my iPhone apps work just right, that my hot tub's watertight, that my tennis match won't be too tough, and that all my sushi's fresh enough. I pray for my cell phone that calls won't drop. I pray for my job that sales won't stop. I pray for my career, it won't lose its perks. I pray that my big screen TiVo and surround sound always works. I pray that my closet always grows, that my favorite store won't close. And if I go broke before I wake, I pray my Beamer they won't take. It's only a little bit funny, isn't it? Because it's more true than funny. We have moved from thinking that luxuries are necessities. And when we don't need God, then we really don't need to pray. Many today are very concerned about the swine flu, and rightly so. And we have sanitizers around the building, and you're more welcome to bring your own sanitizer as well. And if you're more comfortable with fist bumps during the greeting time than handshakes, then go right for it. That's fine. No one will be offended. But I want to tell you this. Our biggest problems as Christians in this area is not influenza. Our biggest issue is affluenza. Affluence has moved us away from truly needing God. Affluence has moved us away from going to God for daily bread. I love the prayer of a man named Agur in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. Here's what he says. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. Isn't that a great prayer? Don't give me too much, because if you do, I may say, who are you? I really don't need you anymore. But give me my daily bread, because I don't want to be tempted to go out and steal to provide for my family. Give me what I need. If you'd be so bold to pray that prayer, be amazing what God might do with your life. My life. God, give me just what I need. The second word is dependence. Dependence. As we come humbly before God, we are asking for the basic necessities of life. And when we do that, we are reminded that we are totally dependent upon Him. Remember the first words? Give us. God, we are dependent on you. Give us what we need today. Two basic principles that every believer has to have nailed down. If you don't nail these principles down, you will not grow in your spiritual life. I don't care how much Bible you know. I don't care how much you have studied and understand the tabernacle of the Old Testament and all the spiritual applications of that. I don't care how many huddle groups you're in, how many small groups you're in. I don't care how much you have memorized. If you do not get down these two principles, you will not grow in your Christian life. Here are the two principles. Number one, God owns everything. Here's the second one. So everything I have is a gift from Him. If He owns it all, then everything I have is a gift from Him. God owns everything. Psalm chapter 50 says this. God says, I have no need of a bull from your stall or goats from your pens. For every animal, the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird on the mountains and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I love the little sarcasm that God has here. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that's in it. God owns everything. And it follows then that everything we have is a gift from Him. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father, heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You see, many Christians live with what I would call a catastrophic theology. We know what a catastrophic insurance writer is, right? We get sick or whatever, we got hospital bills, and we pay a portion of it until it gets to a certain amount, and then the catastrophic insurance takes over. Because otherwise, it would be catastrophic for our lives. We couldn't pay it. So the catastrophic writer takes over. Well, a lot of us have catastrophic theology, catastrophic dependence. God, we can handle the small stuff. You know, we're doing just fine. Our job, it's really our job. We have all this covered. We can handle this. And then we hit the bottom. The economy tanks. We lose our jobs. Sickness blindsides us. He says, I don't love you anymore. Death comes. And then you know what we say? I think I might need God during this time. I think I might need God after all. Why do so many people get religious during difficult times? Why do so many people finally turn to God when the bottom drops out? We have a catastrophic theology. We really don't need God. We say we do, but we have nothing that pushes us to tell us we really need him until the bottom drops out. You see, I believe the misunderstanding and the misuse of these two basic principles, God owns everything and everything I have is a gift from him, are the reasons that evangelical, Bible-believing, born-again, church-going Christians have such a problem with tithing. Because we reversed it. I own everything, and God, as long as it's tax deductible, and as long as I've got some left over, then I'll give you back some, and you should be privileged that I would serve you in this way. We got it reversed. Affluenza is a dangerous virus that attacks our spiritual life and focuses in on our prayer life. Because if you don't need God, if you don't need your basic needs, there's really no need to pray. Number three, continual is the third word. Necessity, dependence, continual. Give us today our daily bread. Say it with me and focus on daily. You ready? Give us today our daily bread. You got to turn with me to Exodus chapter 16. This is so well illustrated in Exodus chapter 16. You remember the story. The nation of Israel has just been freed from slavery. God has brought the plagues on Pharaoh, and then Pharaoh finally let the people go, and then they go out, and God parts the Red Sea. You remember the story? And the people are now on the other side of the sea a few days later, and you remember what they start doing? Yeah, they are whiners, and they are complainers. They are just making life miserable for Moses. In verse 12 of chapter 16, the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them at twilight, you will eat meat. In the morning, you'll be filled with bread. And then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening, quail came and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. And when the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And then Moses said to them, it is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Now listen to the instructions. Each one is to gather as much as he what? Not wants, as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he, what's the word? Needed. And then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until morning. So no one kept any of it until morning, right? Look at the next verse. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. It makes me feel better when I read stuff like that. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. And then verse 21, each morning, everyone gathered as much as he what? Needed. And when the sun grew hot, it melted away. I love that story because it's such an illustration of this part of the prayer. If I had been God and I had to deal with these whining, complaining, ungrateful people, I would have said, I can only stand to see you once a week. So I'm going to give you a week's worth. Or better yet, load up your wagons and come back next year. But God said, I want to see you every day. And even when you forget or purposely give too much, I'm going to fill it with maggots so you can't eat it because I want you to come back. I want you to depend on me every day. I want you, as you're walking out to get it, say, thank you, God, for providing this again for me today. Martin Lloyd-Jones writes this. The God who made the heaven and the earth and orders the stars in their courses likes to hear our lisping praises. likes to hear our petitions, though he knows all we need. It gives him great pleasure, if we can so put it, when he sees us coming to him to ask for our daily bread. For though we cannot understand it, God wants us, and as our Father, he likes us to speak to him. He is like an earthly father in that respect. The earthly father is grievously wounded by the child who is content to enjoy the gift the father has given him, but who never seeks his company again until he has exhausted his supplies and needs some more. So, how is it with you and God? Can you truly pray that prayer? Give me today my daily necessities. Lord, we're depending on you. Everything's a gift from you. And I'm not living to the point of luxury so that I've mistaken luxury for necessity. And God, I'm coming to you today, but you know what? I'm going to come back tomorrow because I can't live a day without depending on you because everything comes from you. And my security is not in my bank account or my 401 or my retirement plan. My security is in you and you alone. Hard part of the prayer to pray, isn't it? Really. And so today I ask you, as I will do myself, examine my heart regarding this portion of the prayer. God, do I really depend on you every day, or do I have more of a catastrophic theology? Because I want to live in dependence, and not just when the bottom falls out, because everyone can do that. I want to live in dependence every day.
And please stay with us. Ron returns in a few moments with a preview of our next broadcast. Have you ever happened upon an old, familiar trunk stored in the attic that you'd never opened? It had been there for years, a constant companion to your family heirlooms, but to that point, unexplored. Then one day, you had a look inside and discovered treasures you'd only dreamed of, items with rich history that revealed more about you and your heritage than you ever knew existed. Well, that's a lot like the spiritual wealth found in the Lord's Prayer. In his devotional, More Than Words, Ron Moore unlocks and opens this favorite biblical passage. He compares Scripture with Scripture to unveil the rich concepts the Lord Jesus intended for you to find and enjoy. Items like living in awe of God, living in forgiveness, and seeking spiritual protection. We'll send More Than Words to you for a gift of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018, 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help keep the journey on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with a look at our next time together.
Well, let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever been tempted? One of my temptations now is this big bowl of candy in the house. You got Snickers. Well, Snickers are all gone, but you got Baby Ruths, Butterfingers, Kit Kats, and right there. We just wish that chocolate was the only temptation that we faced. Everyone has experienced temptation. Sometimes, man, it comes at us quick, just like that. And right on the spot, we have to make a decision. Are we going to obey or not? Sometimes temptation is like a pot of water over a fire. It starts out so innocently, and then it gets warmer and warmer, and then it's hot, and then it is boiling. And we have to make a decision to give in to this deep emotion within us or not. We know that when we do, we wish we could go back and hit the delete forever making that decision to give in the first place. All of us have been tempted. All of us know what it feels like. And all of us know that temptation can take on a life of its own. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 6.
We hope you can join us for that message next time. And please remember our offer of Ron's devotional booklet, More Than Words. Understanding its biblical truths will revolutionize your prayer life, and it's yours for a gift of any amount. You'll find it at ronmoore.org. That's ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. 724-731-2018. 2018. Plus, we invite you to have a look at our church website at biblechapel.org. There you'll find information about our worship services and special events, along with Ron's recent sermons, devotional thoughts, and podcasts. Again, that address is biblechapel.org. biblechapel.org. And if the journey has made a difference in your spiritual life, won't you invite your friends and family to listen as well? We'll thank you, and we think they will too. Finally, please keep in mind that the journey relies on your generous donations to remain on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Your gift today will be deeply appreciated. You can give at ronmoore.org, or you may call 724-731-2018. Thanks for listening. And we invite you to join Ron next time as we walk together on The Journey.